Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002 and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002 or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who wants to know, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, and we are glad that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Derry has taken the day off, but sitting in for him is Thomas Bowden, legal analyst for the Ayn Rand Institute. Now, Thomas was formerly an attorney in private practice in Baltimore, Maryland. He taught at the University of Baltimore School of Law from 88 to 94. He is the author of The Enemies of Christopher Columbus, which has been the subject of a C-SPAN book TV broadcast. His articles have appeared in major newspapers across the country, and he is back after a one-time appearance as Derry's guest 2 days ago. He was filling in now as Derry, filling in for Derry now today as host. Tom, I have to say, that's the quickest advancement I'd ever seen. Has the pay caught up to the promotion?
No, the pay is not caught up. I'm afraid I've got nowhere to go but down from here, so I am concerned.
We'll take that as a compliment, Tom. Hey, we are glad to have you sitting in for Derry today. Tell us what's on your plate.
I'm honored to be here. We're coming to you from sunny Orange County, California. I'm here at the headquarters of the Ayn Rand Institute, and we're ready to tackle a couple of hot issues that we got on the stove. In the second half of the hour, we're going to talk about a new law that's making its way through Congress. This is the so-called Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. And its purpose is to come up with laws that would regulate extreme ideas in this country. We'll talk about how that law threatens the First Amendment, freedom of speech and religion in this country. But first up this morning is a big water crisis in the Southeast. Georgia is in its worst drought in 100 years. There's no rain in sight. Water supplies are dwindling. I understand Atlanta is just a few weeks or months away from running out of drinking water. And there's a water war that's broken out down there regarding Lake Lanier near Atlanta. And with us to explain what's going on out there is Dr. Keith Lockich. He's a resident fellow here at the Ayn Rand Institute. He's an expert in environmentalism, and he's right up to date on this issue. Keith, are you with us?
Glad to be here, Tom.
Yeah, what can you tell us about what's going on down in Atlanta and the Southeast?
Sure. Well, as you say, so the last 2 years, there's a major drought going on in the Southeast. The last 2 years have been the driest on record, apparently since 1894. And Lake Lanier, which is the main source of water for Metro Atlanta, is more than 12 feet below its normal level. So the water supply is dwindling. Officials are estimating that there's only about a three-month supply of readily accessible water. Now, they could push that out a little further if they go down into the water that they don't normally access. But for the readily accessible water, there's about a three-month supply left. But in spite of that, the Army Corps of Engineers, who manages the lake and the dam that created the lake, continues to drain more than a billion gallons a day from the lake And that's a billion with a B? Billion with a B, yeah. A billion gallons a day from the lake. Just to put that in perspective, Metro Atlanta uses less than half a billion gallons a day. So more than twice, you know, more than 2 days' worth of water every day the Army Corps of Engineers is sending downstream. Now, why are they doing this? Well, it turns out that they are required by the Endangered Species Act to protect the fat three-ridge mussel.
Say that again. What's the name of it?
It's the fat three-ridge mussel.
It's a fat mussel, not a skinny mussel.
That's right. It's an endangered species of mussel that lives in Florida's Apalachicola River, which is fed by Lake Lanier. So it's downstream from Atlanta. So essentially, on the basis of environmentalist legislation, the people in Atlanta are being made to sacrifice so that they can send the water downstream for the sake of some obscure species of mussel.
Now, is this a mussel that people rely on to eat in their diet?
I believe it's an inedible mussel. It's blue herons in the Apalachicola estuary feed on it, but we can't even eat it.
All right. Well, aside from the mussels, is it any more complicated than this? Are there human beings who are struggling over who's going to control this water in Lake Lanier?
Yeah, so there are other users involved. It is true that the situation is a little more complicated than just man versus mussel. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, who else is involved. But I do want to come back to the mussels because I think that is, you know, a crucially important element of the story here.
Sure.
So Lake Lanier, so again, this is the main source of water for the greater Atlanta region. Now, it's part of the Chattahoochee River Basin that runs down from north of Atlanta. It runs down along the border between Georgia and Alabama, and it passes through Florida on its way to the Gulf. And all the way down, you know, there are many, many users who have a legitimate stake in the water from that river basin. So just to name a few of them, you know, you've got the municipal water users in greater Atlanta, you know, which includes Coke and Pepsi. They both have plants in Atlanta. There are other towns and municipalities all the way down that draw from the river. There are power plants. There's a nuclear power plant in eastern Alabama that uses the water for cooling. There's a coal-powered plant in Florida. And even the seafood industry in Florida harvests oysters, you know, at the mouth of the Apalachicola River in the Gulf. They're edible oysters, not inedible ones. So there are legitimate users who, you know, have a stake in seeing the water continue to flow downstream. So the Army Corps of Engineers, it's not just that they're sending it down for the mussels. There are other interests that they're trying to manage as well.
And who's in charge of sorting out all these competing interests?
Yeah, and of course, you know, there's going to be a whole range of government agencies at all levels that are going to be involved with different interests and legal mandates. You've got the Army Corps of Engineers is managing the dam for the federal government. You know, you've got the state governments of Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. They're all involved. Water authorities and so on. So it's a complicated situation already, even when you don't throw environmentalist laws into the mix. But then, you know, you mess up the situation completely by adding in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Endangered Species Act.
All right, well, hold that thought, and when we come back, let's get into a little bit about how it might be proper to handle all these competing interests and what a good approach might be, because apparently the current approach is not working.
Thank you, Tom. We will take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back and sitting in for Derry Brownfield. Here's Tom Bowden and his guest, Keith Lockich.
Thank you, Jeff. We are here with Dr. Keith Lockich, environmental expert and resident fellow here at the Ayn Rand Institute, and we're talking about the water war down in the southeast. Keith, what's the long-term answer to this crisis? We can't control the weather, but we can control how we deal with the water that falls from the sky.
Yeah, I mean, just to recap the situation, we've got, you know, you've got all kinds of competing interests here. The water in Lake Lanier, the main water supply for Atlanta, is dwindling, and you've got all kinds of users in the Atlanta area and downstream that have legitimate interests in the water. You've got, you know, power plants, farms, commercial fisheries, etc. You know, and all these users in different states, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, all have a legitimate stake in the water. But then what happens is you've got the Endangered Species Act and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service thrown into the mix, and on top of trying to figure out how you're going to handle all these legitimate competing human interests, now we're also supposed to figure out how to protect the alleged rights of sturgeon and mussels.
So what do we do about that?
Well, I think there are two parts to the answer here. So I think the first point is that we need to be rejecting the environmentalist idea that mussels come before people. You know, I think when it comes to laws like the Endangered Species Act, I think people don't really have a clear idea of what those kinds of laws will actually mean in practice until it actually comes to their community. You know, I think they have a hard time believing that something like the Endangered Species Act could actually be something bad, that it could have harmful effects on people. But that is exactly what it does mean in practice. You know, the Endangered Species Act is a legal mandate requiring the sacrifice of human beings to nature. And in this situation, it actually means that to sustain some obscure mussel species, you know, the people in Atlanta face the threat of going without water. So I think the first thing we need to do is to take the environmentalist angle out of it completely. The The goal here should be to find a system that protects the rights of all the legitimate human interests involved.
I'm with you.
Okay, so point number one, I think, was, you know, we should be, I mean, ultimately fighting for the repeal of the Endangered Species Act. Now, point number two, I think, is a little more complicated. How do you handle, you know, there's a complicated chaos of clashing interests here. How do you handle that? And maybe one way to approach this is to look at an analogy. You know, let's take another industry, let's say like the shoe industry. Now, you don't have the governors of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama flying to Washington, you know, to meet with Washington politicians to figure out how to handle a shoe crisis. Now, why is that? Well, because the shoe industry is industry. You know, you've got the supply of shoes and demand for shoes all come together nicely. You know, you don't have people running around without shoes who want to be wearing them. So I think that whenever you have a chaos of clashing interests like that, you know, usually it's something that's caused by the fact that the government is running the system.
Gentlemen, we are going to take a break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And once again, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Tom Bowden.
Thank you, Jeff. We're here with Dr. Keith Lockich of the Ayn Rand Institute, and we've established that, you know, when the shoe industry has a problem, there's not a meeting in Washington, D.C. of all the governors and the agencies, because it's privately held, and the problems of supply and demand get worked out by the market. Keith, how could private property or profit-driven type of operations apply to water, which is generally considered a public utility?
Well, it's historically been a public utility, but there's no reason for that to be the case. Any crucial human value, and water obviously is one, you know, is something that there's a huge profit incentive to ensure a sufficient water capacity. You know, I see no reason why lakes and rivers and, you know, reservoirs and the whole water infrastructure has to be federally owned or owned by state or local municipal water districts. If you have a system that's entirely privately owned and you have, you know, contracts for, you know, any legitimate users downstream, anyone who wants to draw on that water supply, an entirely private system, you know, could handle. The point is, what you have is private individuals and companies are driven by the profit motive to ensure sufficient water capacity. And, you know, if you have a wholly private system, you would have a mechanism to protect the rights of all users who have a legitimate interest in, for example, in the Chattahoochee River Basin. There would be contracts that would, you know, define what would happen if in conditions of drought, if things go bad.
But if Lake Lanier is owned by one person and he decides to jack up the price and people in Atlanta need drinking water, how are they going to get water if they can't afford what that private owner is charging?
Well, the point is Lake Lanier, I mean, first of all, Lake Lanier is the main source of supply for Metro Atlanta, but water experts in the area recognize that it is far from sufficient to handle, you know, the needs that are drawn on it. Atlanta has doubled in population since 1980, and the expansion in the water supply has not kept pace with that. Now, that is not something that happens under a free market system. You know, if to go back to our shoe analogy, I can guarantee you that the supply of shoes in Atlanta has doubled since 1980 to keep pace with the growth of the population.
Now, the environmentalists would like to say that we need more low-flow toilets and low-flow shower heads, and the answer to all this is reduce human demand for water. What's your response to that?
Well, I mean, the environmentalist view is that this whole thing is caused by profit-driven development. You know, they say that it's a bad thing that Atlanta has been growing, that houses have been built, that people have been moving there, the population has grown, industries are expanding, the economy is booming. You know, they think that's a bad thing. And what they want us to do is to cut back, conserve, you know, reduce consumption. I say that the real solution is exactly the opposite of that. It's not the problem is not profit-driven development. I think the solution is profit-driven development. What we need down there is more profit-driven development. We need if we had a privately owned water management system, there would be incentives to, for example, you know, build reservoirs if it's necessary to engage in expensive propositions like building desalination plants to take seawater and remove the salt, and then they can use that, you know, for freshwater purposes.
You can build pipelines to bring water from one place to another. Would that be right?
Another possibility that I've seen mentioned is you could pipe water in from Tennessee. Now, these are expensive propositions, but if you have a crucial, I mean, water is, you know, the stuff of life. It's, you know, we can't live without it. It's absolutely essential. So if there's something that's that important, people are willing to pay for it, and a free market system could provide the funding necessary even for the most expensive projects. But, you know, when you've got, when it's a publicly owned system and it's subject to political wrangling and the money for the system has to come out of tax dollars, you know, you don't have the same kind of incentives at play to make these things happen. So I think, you know, exactly the opposite of what the environmentalists say, the profit motive is exactly the solution to this problem. It's not the problem itself.
So food, there's nothing more necessary for human life than food, but food is not a public utility. It's left to the private market and profit-making producers. Is that right?
Imagine if we all had to, you know, submit permits to the local, you know, municipal grocery management district, or the, you know, local farm management district. I mean, that would be a disaster.
All right.
Hey, Tom, we're within 1 minute of our next break, and Keith here mentioned he'd like to get back to that muscle. I'd like to hear more about the muscle and your ideas on that muscle, Keith.
Well, you know, it's the environmentalists muscling in on the water supply, I think. I think the
go ahead.
Yeah, well, what ends up happening is, you know, you throw the Endangered Species Act on top of all this, and basically there's no solution to the problem because you have to, because the whole system then, the purpose of it is not set up to figure out how can we protect individual human rights here. You know, how can we create a system where individuals, you know, companies, farms, you know, anybody who has a stake in the water can define rights to the water and, you know, secure their supply as they need. What you have is a system where the government is basically stepping in and saying, we're going to enforce this environmental legislation.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped Thursday on profit-taking as the dollar strengthened and oil fell near $94. Gold closed in New York off $1.20 to $790.50 an ounce after touching $800 an ounce overnight. Gold prices rose 6% in October and a whopping 30% gain since January 5th. Inflation worries and a weak dollar are likely to push gold toward a record high of $850 in the first half of next year, reports Reuters. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, but his lawyer thinks he can get him 5. Derry Brownfield.
Good morning. Filling in for Derry this morning. I am your guest host, Tom Bowden, coming to you from the Ayn Rand Institute, Irvine, California. If you want to check out our website, it's www.aynrand.org. That's AYNRAND.org. I want to talk this last part of the hour about a very ominous law that's going through Congress. The other day, by a vote of 404-6, the House of Representatives passed something called, this is a long title, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. I want you to pay attention to that word, prevention. That's now up to the Senate and the President to decide whether this law is going to take effect. But the bill would set up a congressional commission to study what it calls extremist belief systems. And the basic idea is that extreme beliefs lead to violence. So if we want to prevent violence and terrorism, the government has to regulate people's belief systems to make sure they're moderate and not extreme in their beliefs. Under this bill, there'd be a commission of experts that would have to draw up a list of books and ideas that it regards as extreme, and then they would have to figure out which books and ideas can be used to justify violence and terrorism. The last step, then, would be to pass laws that would supposedly prevent future violence by controlling or banning those extreme books and ideas. So this is a very dangerous new law, and I want to talk to you for a few minutes about why. Now, point one, you know, obviously everybody agrees that violence and terrorism are evils that should be punished. If we're talking about homegrown terrorism, this is committed by American citizens against American citizens, then we're talking about garden variety crimes, murder, arson, kidnapping. We don't need a congressional study to tell us that these things should be crimes and punished to the full extent of the law. Now, second point, we have a criminal justice system already to punish criminals. We've got FBI and state agencies to investigate criminals. When Timothy McVeigh blew up the federal courthouse in Oklahoma City, law enforcement jumped right into it, found him, investigated him, tried him, convicted him, sentenced him, put him to death. And the same is true of the various anti-abortion terrorists and the ecological terrorists who occasionally commit murder and arson. A crime is a crime, whether it's committed by a terrorist or any other type of criminal. Now, it's true, when it comes to trial, the prosecutor wants to show a motive, because that's relevant to proving whether or not he did the crime. So this fellow murdered his wife. Well, why did he do it? Out of jealousy, because she was having an affair with another man. Or this man murdered a bank teller for personal gain, for money. Or this other guy murdered an abortion doctor to advance his religious belief that fetuses are human beings. Without knowing a criminal's motive, it would be harder for a jury to conclude beyond a reasonable doubt that he did the crime. But again, a crime is a crime, whatever the motive behind it. We don't need new laws or congressional committees to tell prosecutors how to investigate the motives behind crime. All right, another point. We already know the motives behind terrorism. An eco-terrorist believes that destroying endangered species is as bad as murder. So when he sets fire to new houses in the Rocky Mountains, he thinks he's defending Mother Nature against the rape of modern civilization. Or an Islamic fanatic thinks Western capitalism and freedom are evil, and that we should be submitting to the will of Allah. So when he sets off a bomb that kills innocent people, he thinks he's defending the faith. All these ideologies are in the news. They're studied by scholars and intellectuals all around the world. And besides, the terrorists usually tell us their motives right out off the bat. You remember the Unabomber a few years ago. He wrote a whole manifesto about his environmentalist views. And so we don't need a multi-million dollar congressional commission to tell us what the ideological causes of terrorism are. Now, another point, and this is really important, the American ideal of freedom of speech and religion is at stake here. The American ideal is that each individual has a right to hear the ideas of other people and choose the ones that make sense to him. That ideal is embedded in the Constitution. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. This is one of our most cherished freedoms. Without it, all of our other freedoms are in danger. It's essential to human life. It's essential to our thinking and our acting and our enjoying life. Any new law that comes even close to infringing on freedom of speech has to be scrutinized very, very carefully. Now, let's keep going, because there's a lot of points to make on this. Congress has no business trying to prevent future crime by regulating extreme views that people might someday use to justify violent acts. If we're talking about books that have extreme views, what do you suppose is number one on the list? How about the Bible? I mean, Jesus has some very extreme views about moral issues. And, you know, a lot of violence has been done throughout history in the name of religion. But Congress has no right to control who studies the Bible or who reads it or how the Bible is taught. And I'll give you another example of a book with extreme views. That's one that's dear to me. It's the novel by Ayn Rand called Atlas Shrugged. It was published 50 years ago this year. It has extreme views. One of them is in favor of individual rights, the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as set forth in the Declaration of Independence. It has extreme views on a lot of issues, about justice and reason and capitalism. But Congress has no business putting that novel or any other book on a list of extreme views that somebody might someday use to justify violence. And of course, don't forget about the Founding Fathers. They read a lot of books that had a lot of extreme ideas that led them to a violent revolution against England. I mean, going to put Thomas Jefferson and George Washington in jail because they're future terrorists? The whole thing is outrageous. Now, we're coming to the payoff here. Once Congress has a list of extreme views, it's only a single step to regulating, controlling, or outlawing those views. The most important word in the title of that bill comes toward the end, and it's the word prevention. It's the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. It doesn't take a genius to see what's going on here. If you start with the idea that extreme ideas lead to violence, and then you compile a list of extreme views that a bunch of experts think lead to violence, then how are you going to prevent violence in the future? Well, obviously by regulating, controlling, and outlawing those extreme views, which means thought control. It means Big Brother telling us what's safe to read, what's safe to hear, what's safe to think. It means banning bookstores, banning books from bookstores and libraries. It means censoring the press and talk radio and the Internet. And that, my friends, would be the freedom, the end of freedom of speech in America. Now, before I get to my solution on this thing, because I don't think that's the end of the story, I think there are some things we can do. I want to make sure that you all hear the toll-free number for calls. It's 1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-973-3779. I would like to hear your point of view on this. If you think I'm missing something, if you think this act is a good idea, if you've got other ideas on it, I'd like to hear from you. Now, does everything I've said is against this act? Does this mean that the police have to ignore the ideas that people hold when those ideas have been proven over and over to lead to violence? No, it doesn't mean the police have to ignore the ideas that people hold. The police should use ideas like any other profiling factor to direct their attention to where criminal activity is most likely to be afoot. So, let's say there's an ecological group, and every week they're having a speech that's speaking favorably of trespassing and climbing trees and chaining yourself to trees, or arson as retaliation for developers who tamper with Mother Nature, then the police have every right to monitor that group for criminal activity. There's no obligation to be politically correct and spend equal amount of time monitoring the Ladies Bridge Club or the Boy Scout troop down at the local church. And just to finish up that point, when we come back, I'll give you the payoff on why that kind of monitoring is acceptable. But again, I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-973-3779. This is my point of view. I'm Tom Bowden. Honored to fill in here today as guest host for Derry Brownfield.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And once again, sitting in for Derry is Tom Bowden. Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. I just want to finish up my point real briefly. We're talking about this homegrown terrorism act that's going to regulate extreme beliefs. And the point is that the police can monitor groups with certain ideas if they've led to violence in the past, but the purpose of that monitoring is to detect actual criminal activity, planning crimes, conspiracies, funding of terrorists. Now, as a byproduct of that, you might prevent worse crimes down the road, but that's not the goal criminal detection. What the government has no right to do is use force to regulate, censor, or prohibit ideas and thoughts from being written and spoken based on the possibility that somebody might use them in the future to justify violence. So I really would like to hear your point of view. Jeff, do we have anybody on the line?
We have all lines full. Let's say hello to Ed in Missouri. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Ed. Tom, years ago I was a graduate student at the University of Missouri, and one of my friends was a Sunni from Iran. His name was for Mohammed, not from Missouri. And one day he took me to the table at the student center and introduced me to all of his Muslim friends. One of them was from Libya, and he told me how much he hated the United States. Finally, I asked him, "What do you like about the United States?" He said, "Well, I value that when I go to the library, I can read Marx or Jefferson, and no one keeps track and writes it down."
Interesting.
I personally say, what is next? another Kristallnacht like the Nazis had when they burned the Jewish temples and the books in the street? If an act like this goes in, that could happen.
Well, that's exactly what this commission is going to be planning. They're going to have a 10-person commission with experts, you know, from all the universities, and they're going to figure out which of our ideas and books might lead to violence, and they're going to put them on a list. Well, what do you think is going to happen to the books and ideas on that list? This is a dangerous, dangerous law.
Let's try and fit in as many calls as we can. Alex Jones calling from Texas. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I was just driving down the road and, you know, heard you guys talking. Who's going to prevent the government from engaging in crimes? I mean, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than you do of being killed by terrorists. And most of the terrorist events that we've looked into have been provocateurs or allowed to happen by the military-industrial complex. We have hundreds of declassified examples. And, yes, this pre-crime bill is going to be set up to do that. But in my film, Road to Tyranny, right there in Kansas City, a fireman shot the video at a seminar for firemen and police and sheriff's deputies. I have FEMA on video. I also have the training manuals saying Christians are terrorists, the founding fathers were terrorists. They call pocket constitutions paraphernalia. In the same film, I have squad car video where they pull a naval veteran over, a lady with no criminal record at a checkpoint.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we're talking about homegrown terrorism. This is Americans growing up in America. Well, first of all, where are all these terrorists? Second of all, you know, what a pathetic response. You know, we've got actual terrorists overseas that we can't seem to get up the energy to go kill.
Hey, Tom and Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We do have to take another break. We come back for the last talk segment of the hour right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's November the 5th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 3,000 head for the annual Winnigan Roundup, featuring Angus and Angus Cross calves. Linhart Farms will be selling 500 head of 4 and 5 weight black and black baldies out of new design 878 bulls. Marvin and Monty Reed has consigned a 200 head string weighing from 500 to 600 pounds. John and Denise Simons, Bradley Ayers, and Bruce Crumpacker will each be in with a 100 head string of 5 weights. Other big strings of 5 weights have been consigned by 5 Mile Farm. Steve Kilgore, H.D. Moffat, Tom Foe, Dave Pfeiffer, Ronald Brantner, Bobby Craig, Don Moffat, Joel Fields, Larry Allman, Claybrook Farms, Zach Harris, and Larry Bennett. Most all offerings have been white-tagged and many are weaned for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, November 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
And we are back. Sitting in for Derry is Tom Bowden today. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let me see. Got to find myself here. Florence, you're on the air with Tom Bowden.
Tom, you know, is that going to be a bill that they want to pass or what?
It passed the House of Representatives by a vote of 404 in favor and 6 against. So I would recommend you get on the Internet and find out those 6 and send them a letter of congratulations, because very few people stood up for this. It now has to go to the Senate, and, you know, if it's passed, then it would go to the President.
Can America hear so bad? It's a shame. I love listening to Derry Brownfield, and I wish they would put more of this out on regular news, because all you hear on your regular radio stations is just what's little local things that's happening. Nobody knows what's going on in this world.
Well, that's why we need freedom of speech more than ever on talk radio and the Internet, because these are going to be the first two places they try to shut down. You better believe that.
Florence, thank you for your call. We want to get to as many callers as we can. Ron in Arkansas has an extreme view himself. Hello, Ron. You're on the air with Tom.
Well, I think that those 404 congressmen should be voted out of office. Anybody who votes for an incumbent next year is a blithering idiot. And, of course, that's an extreme view, but guess what? They violated their oath of office. They extremely need to be thrown out. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that call. And how about Randy in Michigan? You're on the air with Tom Bowden.
That's the same old story, problem, action, solution. They use the Hegelian principle to take our rights and freedoms. And if the American people keep putting these bigots, these atheists, these pieces of communist trash in office, we deserve what we get. America, if you want to listen to God Bless You, Alex Jones and Derry Brownfield and other shows on the air, you better start getting on the phones and writing and calling. If we don't get busy, we deserve what we get. That's all I got to say. People, start calling and voting and get these idiots out of office. Thank you very much. God bless America.
Well, thank you for that.
Hey, Tom, we do have another caller. I'm kind of lagging on my duties here. Wendy, you're on the air with Tom Bowden.
Hi. Oh, first-time listener. Wow. I'm blown away. It's mind control.
It is, and it's right out there in the open. You know, as I was saying the other day, these things are not happening with shadowy conspiracies and smoke-filled rooms. They're happening right out in the newspaper and in the open. And if people stand up and identify what's happening and make some changes, then, you know, it stops happening.
A problem lies in the fact that I did not know any of this was going on until this morning. I'm in curling my hair and putting on my makeup and starting my day, and I flip on my little bathroom radio to the AM station, and there you are, and you laid it out for me. Now, I have to say, when it comes out in the paper and I read it and I go online, and there's so many big, you know, things that I just don't care about, and there you put it out in black and white, and that's the problem, is people aren't getting it in black and white. The people aren't understanding. They start to hear the legal mumbo-jumbo, and they shut down. They literally shut down.
Yeah, you have to analyze and go right to the heart of the issue. I can guarantee you there's a whole lot of language and words and big words and procedures in this law, but if you cut right to the heart of it, it's what I said.
Wendy, we appreciate you calling and appreciate you listening. Especially welcome our first-time listeners, and we want you to be a long-time listener. Tom, we're within our last 1 minute, and what a show. Burned up the phone lines. I'll let you put a caboose on this train for us.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to be here and fill in for Derry. Since I have a minute, let me give you one footnote on my appearance on Wednesday. We talked about the Law of the Sea Treaty. On Wednesday, on Halloween, you might say this became a trick or treaty, because this treaty was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by a vote of 17-4, so now it's gone to the whole Senate. So I recommend that you look in your newspapers and listen about the Law of the Sea Treaty, which is one that should be defeated in the Senate. So with that,
I'm going to recommend you for a pay raise, Tom.
Well, that would be great.
Hey, we appreciate you being our guest host today. We have to go. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Thank you.
with